This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And a fall can be quite damaging to someone who's in a more frail condition. And, well, as we've seen with Daniel Andrews, the Premier in Victoria last week, it can also, you know, affect someone who's not quite that old as well. I'm joined this morning by Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist. Happy this morning, Lisa.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Jordan. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. So we're talking about fall prevention this morning, what people can do to, I guess, try and sturdy themselves a bit more. How common are falls?
Yeah, for our elderly population, they are quite common, with at least one third of Australians aged 65 years or over who are living in their own homes falling every year. So that's, you know, quite a high number, and the rates are even higher in aged care facilities and hospitals. And for those people living in their own homes, if they do have a fall, they are then three times more likely to be admitted to a nursing home, or 10 times more likely to be admitted after a fall that caused an injury. So it's kind of a bit of a decline in their overall quality of life after they do have a fall. So it's really important that we try and prevent those falls.
What are some of the risk factors associated with having a fall?
Yeah, well, old age, as we know, having a history of falls is also a risk factor. Poor balance, slow reaction time, and muscle weakness are all risk factors. Poor eyesight and also use of multifocal lenses can be a risk factor for falls. If they have conditions where they have reduced sensation in their feet or lower limbs, cognitive impairment, medical conditions such as Parkinson's disease and other neurological conditions, and also if they're taking a lot of medication. So more than five medications puts you at an increased risk of a fall.
And how does exercise come into this? I guess when it comes to balance or muscle strength, exercise probably pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, that's right. So we can have an effect on a few of those key risk factors. So the improving your balance, improving your walking speed and your muscular strength, as well as psychological factors such as their mental ability and mood. And we can improve a person's confidence in their physical ability. So a fear of having a fall is actually a risk factor of having a fall as well. So if we can make people stronger and have more confidence around their balance, then we can decrease their risk of a fall.
Let's have a look at, I guess, some of the exercises we can do to give ourselves a better chance at avoiding a fall. Let's start with balance. What are some practical tips people can use to improve their balance?
Yeah, well, so if we practice our balance daily, we will get better improvements in our balance and, you know, like we say, decrease our risk of a fall. So there's a few things that we can do. There's a test that we do in clinic that's a really simple one that people can do at home. So to start off with, people can just stand with their feet together. And if they can do that for 10 seconds, then they need to move one foot slightly further up to the other foot so that they're not right next to each other. Some people get a little bit unbalanced then. But if they can hold that position, then we move to the third position, which is one foot directly in front of the other, so heel to toe. So we call that tandem foot balance. And if people can't hold that position, that tandem foot balance, like you're on a tightrope, for more than 10 seconds, then they're considered to be at risk of a fall. But that in itself is a really good balance exercise for some people in the older community. Just standing with that one foot in front of the other is quite challenging. But if you can do that, then move on to the next stage, which is the single leg balance. So standing on one leg, not holding on to anything, or maybe just holding on with very light fingertips. And if you've got that one covered, then try shutting your eyes. That's the next level. So taking away that that vision makes it even more challenging. So there's some kind of staged balance exercises for home.
And I guess on top of practicing our balance, we should also be training and strengthening our muscles.
Yeah, so there's some simple exercises, again, that we can do at home just with our body weight. So a repeated sit to stand. So starting in just your normal kitchen chair, stand up without your hands, slowly sit back down again, and repeat that. So slowly standing up, slowly sitting down with control, so not plonking back down. That's a really good one. You know, repeat that 10 times, have a little rest, another 10 times, have a little rest, another 10 times. So complete 30 of those at a time. That's going to help to improve leg strength and glutes, like bottom strength, and helps for things like getting in and out of the car as well. Calf raises, so just holding onto the back of the chair or the kitchen bench and raising up onto your toes, so lifting your heels up off the ground. We can do the opposite with toe raises, so raising your toes up so you're going onto your heels. That's good for preventing tripping. And then things like walking on your tippy toes and walking sideways are some really good exercises as well.
And of course, anyone who is looking to do these exercises on their own, if they are at risk of falling, they may be a bit nervous to get started just in case. Where can people go if they need a bit more help?
Yeah, well, there are lots of different structured falls prevention programs in various communities. So talk to your local gym council, exercise physiologist. And if you're in the Clare and Gilbert Valleys Council area, we're running a free 12-week falls prevention exercise program, so you can get in touch with us.
No worries. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jordan.
That's Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist on your Classic It's Breakfast.